The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for getting that mechanical fix. Lovely. Just lovely.
I guess it's the thought that counts, Fatty. Thank you for the call. And
Is he serious?
Huh?
Does he really think anybody buys the two voices thing?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's obvious that it's him. He sounds like him doing him.
What?
You know what I mean? There's no differentiation of sound, really. He gets higher and squeaky.
Yeah.
And who's going to believe that a person who's doing two voices, that there's really another person there?
I don't know.
That would be really dumb.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Does he really think anybody buys the two voices thing?
What do you mean?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1288 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of January 2013, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, I'll show y'all we have got voice letters, and guess what? Big Fatty, would it be Kremlicons, correct? Yes, Big Fatty, more Kremlicons! Hello, coal mine survivors! Big Fatty, that's you! Hi, everyone! I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, first day back in the coal mine on hump day, and y'all, it was actually a pretty good day. But, you know, I was just catching up on the e-letters and the voice letters and all kinds of little things like that. But, y'all, it went fairly quick, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Big Fatty, and I caught up on my drinks. Oh, y'all, that is some ham and cabbage soup and a garden salt, a solid that I had for my lunch. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the volume. Yo. And that conscience, and y'all, evidently that conscience it has a giggling problem. There's just a giggling. I don't know if you heard the giggling or not, but y'all, there was some giggling going on in there. You know, that conscience evidently doesn't believe in the poodle McNew. Big Freddy, what? No. But y'all, I thought I'd play that since many of you didn't get a hump day, a Wednesday, as the Von Yo says, from the Walnut Hills. Y'all, I just thought you'd like to hear the old gal's voice. Big Freddy, we'd rather hear some voice letters.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Clown Boy. I just called to say Happy New Year. I hope you enjoy the Mac snacks. And if you want any more, I can send some more. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that is that's Kyle in the Hawaiians. And Kyle, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, it's lovely. It's lovely to hear from the young'uns. The young'uns always check in with the elderly at the major holidays. It's like Big Fatty calls the hats. Oh, speaking of that, Hump Day was the Orange Hat's 82nd birthday. I've got to call him as soon as I finish recording this little show. But you know the young'uns always have to check in with the elderly. So Kyle, thank you for checking in with me. And y'all, just so that I can say I am a man of my words, I did call the Vons again. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ed Chan, your listener from Singapore, Mexico. Yeah, and I just want to call you from the future to wish you a happy new year, Rabbit Flip. And yeah, wishing you and Miss Pooh McNoodle all the best for 2013. All right, hear you soon. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Dear Gussie, thank you for calling, Ed. Y'all, that is Ed from Mexico. And Ed, thank you so much. And this is a lovely call. And it's just lovely that you wish Big Fatty and Big Fatty and me too, Poodle McNoodle, happy new year. And it's just lovely that you took the time to do that. I just want to say thank you. Oh, and I forgot to say, Kyle. Thank you for the macadamia nuts. I did carry them into the coal mine and shared them with the folks there. They just love it. Y'all are like a bunch of damn locusts. Like a bunch of damn locusts. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Princess Anna. I was just going to wish you a happy new year. And for the first time in all the years I've been listening, I haven't asked Big Fatty a question. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Princess Anna. Yes!
I know at the beginning of every month you're supposed to say Rabbit Rabbit as soon as you wake up, but what do you say at the beginning of a new year? That is my question. Ponder that.
Okay.
And hi, Peter McNerd.
Oh, hi!
Have a wonderful new year, and I will talk to you soon. Love you.
Love you too, Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, this is an excellent question. I can't believe the quality of this question. And this is your first Axe Big Fatty question. But this is an excellent question. And quite frankly, Princess Hannah, it's you know, the thing is, the beginning of a new year is also the beginning of a new month. So, Rabbit Rabbit is appropriate. Now, a pinch and a punch is appropriate for some Mexicans from the future. But, you know, I venture to say you could add an extra rabbit since it's the first day of the year. But I don't think it's necessary. You could go Rabbit Rabbit Rabbit. Or, you know, I guess with a pinch and a punch, you'd have a wedgie and a beat the crap out of it. Big Freddy, that's not nice. But anyway, Princess Anna, you will never go wrong with just a rabbit rabbit for the first day of a brand new year. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. It's time to open some more cards. Y'all, I got another one in the P.O. box on Hump Day. Y'all, you know, I started to open that Vincent Van Gogh one, and y'all, I couldn't get it open. But I've got it open today, and y'all, inside there's a picture of the, y'all, it's a car. It's a car, and it's pulling. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Y'all, there's a car, and it says the Fey driver is driving it, and the car is pulling three people on the on skis. Y'all, it's Big Fatty and the Vons, yo, and Gavin, who is evidently pooted in his pants. Big Fatty, poot in your pants. But anyway, y'all, and you open it up. And it says, hey, Big Freddy, it's not a Christmas celebration. No, I'm not a Christmas celebrator. But I can't resist an irreverent Christmas card, Christmas card. I do love celebrating New Year's, however. So Happy New Year to our dear Big Fatty. May your new year be filled with glitter and kitties. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Or glitties, since I didn't have either one to include in this card. Thank you from the bottom of my Big Freddy, my blank, for all you do for us. Love, Q, men on the North Sea. Big Freddy on the North Sea. And Q Men is from the Duluth, Minnesota. So, well, Q Men, that is lovely, and I love the card. And y'all, I forgot to mention what was printed in here. It says the three not so wise men. Big Freddy, you can say that again. The three not Big Freddy. So, well, Q Men, thank you so much. I love that card. So, and it, that looks like the Faye driver's jalopy, too, by the way. Y'all, our next card is in a silver envelope. Y'all, it is also from Minnesota. No, it's not. It's from Michigan. Big Freddy, it's the same thing. Y'all, inside it is, y'all, it's a reindeer. It's a blue reindeer with a lovely cardinal sitting on its decorated antlers, and it says best wishes for a joyous holiday season and a happy new year. Merry Christmas, Merry Crema, Happy New Year, Tara in Michigan. That's lovely, Tara. And it says, Bergwater, Merry Crema, thank you for another year of wisdom and laughs. You really do make my days brighter. Thank you for being you. Big Fatty, she must have been drunk also. So, Tara, that's lovely. Thank you so much. And, y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that Tara and that Knot over there in the hawk. Y'all, they are engaged. Did you know that? Yes, Big Freddy, we knew it. Y'all, that was evidently announced on a recent Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, our next card is also from Minnesota. No, I'm sorry, that's Michigan also. Big Freddy, are all these from up there where it's so cold? So, anyway, y'all, it is, oh, it's a lovely card. Y'all, it's got glitter on it. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a lovely gingerbread looking house, except it's not made of gingerbread, covered in snow, and it's got a lovely crema tree and a bridge in front of it. But y'all, it's beautiful. It really is pretty. And it says, may crema bring you joy in unexpected places and peace in your corner of the world. Daddy Dave, Mr. Michigan. I think he forgot leather. Mr. Michigan Leather 2011. Dave, that is lovely. I really do like that card. That is just lovely. Big Freddy, can we get a card from someplace that's not quite as cold and open-end? All right, well, let's see what this next one is. Oh, y'all. Definitely not so cold. Here, y'all, this one is from Ant out there in the San Francisco, the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. I don't know if you knew that or not. But, you know, y'all, Ant won the Big Fatty action figure during the Pride 48 this year. And he won that because he bought the raffle tickets. Y'all, it's about time we start hearing about some Pride 48. But leave it. Don't. No, Big Fatty, don't be volunteering for nothing.
Y'all, it's a lovely envelope. It's kind of got a satiny sheen on the inside. And y'all, you open it up, and oh dear, gussy, what does this say? It says, please place this protective paper over the front. Big Fatty, you read that every time one of those come in. Y'all, it's a snowflake that is that three-dimensional thing. It's just lovely. Y'all, I really am impressed with the selection of cards this year. I mean, y'all have really, I think you've proven that all your taste is not in your mouth. Big Fatty, you're getting in trouble. But you open it up and it says, Big Fatty, may you find beauty in all things, great and small, this season. Happy holidays, Aunt. Yeah, Aunt, that's just lovely. And y'all, I do hope that you go over and check out the picture of the cards I put up each day. Y'all also from out there in the California, Big Fatty, we only going to California and up there where it's cold as a witch's tent in Michigan or Minnesota. Well, y'all, evidently this one is from the Seda 69. And y'all, let's see what he has to say. Y'all, he was bitching because Big Fatty hadn't read his card or read his census yet. So anyway, here's the card now, Seda. I hope you're happy. Y'all, it is Santa Claus on the grand on the grand doctor. And it says Santa Claus is 32 feet away. He's 183, 6'2", 295. Big Fatty, sounds like the Vons. Yo. It says it'd be visiting your area. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anybody visiting your area. 12/24 to 12/25. I know if you've been bad or good, because I've read your profile. Y'all, speaking of that, no gentleman callers since Big Fatty's been back yet. So maybe Santa Claus is going to come see Big Fatty in the sky. And on the inside it says, Hi. What are you into? I'm into lots of things. I've made a list and checked it twice. I'm coming down your chimney right now. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about Santa Claus coming. And it says, Burr. Crema can be a real grind. Have a great one. All the best. Scott, a.k.a. Seda 69. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So, well, not all of them are just high quality, but anyway. Well, the Seda, thank you so much. And let's see here. It's probably going to be our last card. Y'all also from the West Coast, from out there in the Washington State. It is from someone we haven't heard from in a while. It's from Teresa, and she's got all kinds of little animal friends. It says, make friends friends make crema all the merrier. And it says, or is it the alcoholic beverages? Either way, have a merry crema. Big Fatty, wishing you a holiday that is merry, bright, and overserved. Merry crema. Love, Teresa in the Seattles. Teresa, thank you so much. Oh, dear, guys, y'all, I just want to take a second and read you something that Amy Coles out there in the Arizona sent to Big Fatty. It says, I wanted to take a second and thank you for my calendar. It is excellent. I want to call and thank you, but I just hadn't had a half a minute to myself since the 19th. My fiance and I were married on the 21st, and since we just bought a house, everyone had to stay here, which I love. Then just about everyone got us a cold. Needless to say, I've been playing caretaker. We leave for our honeymoon on the 5th, so I've been letting my shows back up for my flights. I'll admit I'm going through a bit of withdrawal.
Does he really think anybody buys the two voices thing?
What do you mean?
Well, Amy, I think conscience is happy for you, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.